Hello, and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I'm one half of your co-hosting duo, Gabe, Monarch of Headaches.
And I am Anna, Stargate Sufferer.
That is true. People don't, like, enjoy Stargate. They suffer through it.
Oh my god. Sarah, my roommate, we're on to season 3 now, and we were watching it last night, and we had, like, 3 episodes in a row, where after each one, we just had to kind of sit there, and we were like, was that good? Did I enjoy that? I don't know.
I told you it wasn't good. Wait, hold on. What? Let's see. There's a episode that I love.
Oh my god.
To talk. Oh, it's in season 3. How far are you in season 3?
We got to Forever in a Day, and then we had to stop and like think.
Which one is Forever in a Day? Hold on.
It's the time loop where something very drastic happens to our boy Daniel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, episode 15 is the one that I love to hate, so you're coming up on it. It's like one of the, it is an episode
where you're
like,
this
should be really fucking interesting, and then is it? No, I think it's called Pretense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm excited for that one then.
God, like it's...
Is that the one that you were complaining about like months ago when I first started?
Probably. Watching. There are a couple episodes that I genuinely like really enjoy and rewatch like on their own. And then there are so many episodes where you're just like, this shouldn't be boring. This should be really good. Why was it not? And they're like, man.
Yeah, like Sarah only joined me watching like halfway through season 2. So I just kind of explained what happened in season 1. And I was, yesterday, she was like, oh, I should go back and watch it. And I was like, oh, well, let's go through the episode list and, like, see which ones you actually need to watch. And so many of them, I was like, you can skip this one.
Like, yeah.
This one sucks.
That's why I'm telling you, Farscape is better, and I'm excited.
This one's weirdly sexist. Don't watch that one.
Farscape is better, and I'm excited for you to watch it someday.
Oh, I will. I will. I'm also excited.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the shows where I think probably still at this point, if you like named an episode, I could tell you what happens in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for our conversations about that once I finally get into it. It'll be good.
Same.
But until then, I am here, I'd say 80%, well, I'd say 70% enjoying Stargate and 30% going, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, literally. And then once you get past season 6, it's just all downhill. Yeah. They had a big cast change and...
Yeah. I've seen some of that. I haven't gotten there yet, but I've seen some of that. And honestly, you know, my opinion forever will be that after the 5th season, no TV show is good.
True.
The 5th season is the cap.
Well... Well, okay, Buffy.
You don't get any more. Okay, well, I haven't seen Buffy, so I would not know.
At some point, you should do that as well.
Yeah,
Buffy is like candy, though. Like Buffy, you can just like put it on and do other things and be like, "This is enjoyable." Stargate, you can't because you'll fall asleep,
and you also won't know what's happening.
Like true,
you have to be watching so closely, or you don't. You literally get lost so easily.
It's true,
and that's what happened with me and Sarah. Like. I would, something would come up that happened in the first season and I would explain. I'd be like, oh yeah, they did this, this, and this. And in the time that it takes me to explain, I have lost the plot of the current episode.
Oh yeah, no, you have to pause it for that.
You do have to pause.
Here's the true thing.
Yeah.
Stargate's not a very good show. Like, I love it.
It's just
not very good.
Like, I do love it dearly and I tell everyone that I know to watch it just so they can suffer with me. But it's not... objectively not good.
But see, here's the thing. Farscape, I love it more, is genuinely a good show. It has valid hets.
Oh my god.
Like, yeah.
Those
like
are hard
the main
to come by.
The main pairing, I think, is perfect. I think it's good. I think it's based on good, realistic things. They take a while to get there, but it's not a, like, will they, won't they? It's like a, is this the responsible choice to be making in the situation we're in kind of thing? And it's so, so good. It's so good. Anyways, I'm going to play something really, really bad for you.
Oh, why would you do this? Why would you do this?
this is all Undertale songs played at the same time by Y.
You know what? I agree. Why? No. My ears.
You still have them? It didn't all burst off in the first 30 seconds?
I'm actually now searching around my room for them because I think I heard them land on the ceiling, maybe.
I think this is the, like, definition of cacophony.
You know, I think you're right.
But, like, I can kind of hear like some anything. Melodies in it. It's kind of fun.
I can't. Again, this says bad things about you.
I don't think it does.
I can hear nothing except, like, aggressive white noise.
I can hear, like, three different melodies, I think, that I can follow. And none of them is Megalovania, interestingly enough. It's just kind of lost in the sauce.
It is. Ugh. So much. Oh my god. Gabe, if you play the whole like 6 minutes of this, I will kill you myself.
Just be glad I'm playing this one and not the 14-minute one.
Oh, I will send your birthday present back in the mail to whence it came.
You will not.
That's
way too much work, and we both
know it. But I will be very angry and I will think about it.
Yeah, you can think about it all you want for the next 6 minutes.
Oh, God.
Okay, there's a little more music happening now.
Yeah, I guess.
Truly the genius of... what's his name?
Yeah.
I forgot who made Undertale.
Toby Fox. The genius of him, that guy.
I was not a Homestuck, but I was Homestuck adjacent enough that I kind of knew who he was.
Yeah.
And it's very weird to me the, like, feral energy that Undertale people get when they learn that he was, like, a big Homestuck fan creator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen so many people, like, freaking out about it.
I was not Homestuck adjacent enough to know who he was.
I was so Homestuck adjacent, and it was so much against my will.
You were a prisoner.
Like, basically, yeah.
Ugh. I think we've talked about this on here before, but I played, like, the beginning of it, just because I had friends that were super into it. They didn't, like, force me to, like, learn all the knowledge about it, but I was like, oh, it's a thing that's happening, maybe I should try it. And I just got very confused.
Homestuck or Undertale?
Homestuck.
Yeah, I got all the way. Everybody kept bullying me, and I got to the point where there's, like, a random character who makes, like, a town out of cans.
And
it's related to something, and he's the mayor, I don't fucking know. And I told my friends, I was like, okay, I'm stopping here. I don't know how this relates to the plot, if there is a plot, and I don't care. And all of my friends were just like, but the mayor. And I was like, I don't care. I don't know who this is. I have spent hours of my life, and I'm, like, 1/1,000,000th of the way through it, and I don't care. And they were like, what the mayor? And then I got up and left in the middle of lunch.
Hate when that happens.
I was like, if you guys say, but the mayor one more time, I'm leaving. And they all went, but the mayor. And then I was like, okay, goodbye.
Farewell.
Going back to my dorm.
Oh, God.
See, some of the songs have ended, and now it's kind of chill.
I mean, it still doesn't sound great, but it's definitely, like, bearable
chill vibes.
Now.
Lo-fi hip-hop to study to. Study and relax.
Lo-fi hip-hop to rip your ears off to.
Yeah. Lo-fi hip-hop to have a fucking crisis to.
I'm currently having a crisis. It just sounds vaguely threatening now.
Yeah. Good. All good music should sound vaguely threatening.
You know, I'm going to agree with you on that one.
This is our hot take. Come back.
Hot take of episode 81. If it's not threatening, it's not a good song.
Correct, which is why I like Squib.
You're right. Sometimes I put on Circle Town just to, like,
feel something.
Feel scared.
This show is giving us brain rot.
It is. I was taking a walk by Lake Michigan, and it was, like, getting dark. And I was like, what if I just put on Circle Town and, like, freaked myself out right now?
Oh, my I actually, do you know who Emily Autumn is?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
She's like, I don't know if she's considered weirdcore, but I feel like she's weirdcore. She's a singer, and I think she plays the violin, and she has like a kind of like clown fairy aesthetic. It's. I had a lot of friends who were really into her. I know who she is tangentially, and she's been in some stuff that I liked. But I heard a song of hers on TikTok, and I was like, actually, this is scary, and I like it. So then I was listening to it, and it turns out it's from a musical she wrote based on a novel she wrote that is now out of print because it was too expensive to print it because it had too many pictures in it. That is half her experience in a psych ward and half a fictional story about a girl with the same name as her in the Victorian times in like a, you know, equivalent psychiatric institution. And it sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
But I was like, I went like down the rabbit hole, like trying to find synopses and like listening to the music from the musical and like trying to figure out what the fuck the plot could be because I cannot get my hands on the book because once again, it is out of print because it was too expensive. And it was just like a fucking wild ride from start to finish. But it is a very threatening song that I heard on TikTok.
So, it all started there.
Therefore, good.
Based
on the bad metric, if it's threatening, it's good.
Yep, you're right, and you should listen to it.
I have been listening to that song nonstop for the past like 48 hours. I'm not even joking you.
Oh my god, you should send it to me because now I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Now I want to listen to it.
I don't think it's good.
Okay.
I don't think it's a good song. I just think it sparked. Well, there's a whole. I'm big brain rot this week. We will have a hyperfixation corner later, and everyone can suffer along with me. But I've been brain rot anyway, so you know. Brain rot, brain rot, brain rot,
brain rot, brain rot. God,
we're doing well here at Bad. We're doing Industries.
So good at Bad HQ. All right, I have a gift for you, and hopefully you might enjoy this.
I don't believe you.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
I just realized that 2.7 has not given me a place to put my link right now, so I'm going to refresh. 2.7, please.
It was like a very professional show, a very tight ship.
It is okay.
There's no mistakes happen. No.
I thought you were gonna enjoy this. It's an Enna Das special.
I know.
And here's Eunuch Tunic by Enna Das.
Ciao. Anyway, so step out the palace with my tunic on. I'm so bad I could turn a unicorn.
Yeah.
All my haters come together, they form a unicorn.
Oh, Enna Das, the genius of our time.
This is based on a Tumblr post, right?
Yes, it is. I think just the two lines, the like eunuch tunic lines, I think she wrote everything else.
Yeah, I think that's right. But it was a Tumblr post that said if Nicki Minaj was around in whatever time, her favorite rhyme would be eunuch and tunic.
Oh, I feel like I've been in my soul waiting for a full song of that, and here it is.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, she works overtime on behalf of the internet, and you gotta respect it.
Exactly. There's a whole music video. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Partial credit.
Oh, I fully enjoyed it. Thank you, Enna Das.
What do I have? This was sent in. Everything I have is long. This was sent in by Rose, the one contemplating dropkicking their professor. And then it says, I think it's supposed to say fuck solid mechanics, but there are two letters start out. So I could be making up the first word. I don't know why it would start out. I also don't know what that means. And I'm so sorry, Rose.
Oh, gosh.
You're doing amazing, sweaty.
Oh, no.
Anyways, to add to the collection we've started with the Donald Simple and Clean, this is Goofy Sing Simple and Clean by Rosie
No.
D. Yep.
No.
Yep. When you walk.
walk away. You don't hear me say, please, oh baby.
It's so good.
The way that you're making me feel tonight.
Prosy D, please.
It's hard to let it go.
He says no.
End my suffering.
You're giving me.
Oh, you really do have all long ones today.
I do.
Suffering.
It's like four long lately, posts and then me talking about my brain rot. Which will also, you know, be what? Long.
I'm excited for that.
You say that.
Listen, I love to learn new things every day, and if that new thing is just the brain rot that you have, then hey, I still learned it.
That's true. You are all going to learn about my brain rot, whether or not you want to.
Okay, everyone else out there could, like, stop the episode. I cannot.
Yeah, but this is what... They sign a contract, like a verbal contract, upon hitting play, which is that they're going to fucking suffer along with us.
You may not end an episode early.
You may not.
Oh...
Oh god, I just realized that everyone on the Kingdom Hearts, like, poster is photoshopped into Goofy.
You just realized that?
I wasn't looking at it.
I've been staring at all the various Goofies in despair.
I've been looking around. There are other things in my life.
Other than this podcast right now?
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Land said, wish I could. I have other things like my extremely messy desk.
Well, congratulations on your desk mess.
Thank you. When we are older, and my coffee that I am slowly drinking, trying to be quiet over here.
I wish I had coffee.
It's good. It's kind of cold now, but it's good. You walk away. Don't add to it.
I'm gonna.
Now I have to deal with Goofy and the delay of the Discord call. No.
I feel like this is a good time to admit that I spent the morning going through my external hard drives trying to find a specific piece of fanfiction I wrote in college.
Is it connected to Kingdom Hearts?
No.
Oh, this is just a...
This is just the vibe.
Did you find it?
I did.
How is it?
Very bad.
Yeah.
Extremely bad. There are also a couple things that I found where I was like, this doesn't have any other student's name on it, but it doesn't read like my writing, so I have to assume it was something I downloaded to read for like someone in one of my classes.
Yeah.
But there's that little bit of doubt where it's like, maybe I did write this.
What if this was me?
I don't think I knew what this word meant at the time, but it's possible I wrote it.
Oh god, there's so many things that I have that I look back and I'm like, this has my name on it, but A, it doesn't sound like me, and B, I have no recollection of any of this.
Recollection?
Yeah.
Is that how you say that word?
I don't know. Now I've forgotten how I just said it 3 seconds ago.
You said recollection.
Did I not say recollection?
You did not.
Oh, well, fuck you.
Okay.
I'm going to say what I want to say.
Took me a little off guard.
You know what? Yeah. Recollection, Gabe. Fuck you.
You are welcome to say it that way. I just wanted to clarify if that was like a mistake or like a habit.
It might be a habit, I don't know, because now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like all my roommates making fun of me for saying roof instead of roof.
I mean, that's just like the Midwest.
Yeah, well, it is, but I guess me and my other Midwest roommate, we both say roof, but yeah. Sarah, who is from New Jersey, is like, you guys sound stupid.
It's roof and rum and things like
okay,
hello.
Okay, it's not rum.
No, like, I don't say it, but, like, those are the Midwest accent things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think everyone from the Midwest has at least one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Prozd. I don't remember this part, he says. There you go.
I didn't want that, actually.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Oh my god, you're gonna hate this one. This is my retaliation at you. And I am gonna have to send it to you again because 2-7 continues to hate me as a person.
I don't know what happened to your
brain. I don't either.
Oh, I'm not gonna play this, actually.
Actually, I think you have to.
I've thought about this and I'm not gonna play it.
Nope, you have to.
I'm not gonna do it, thanks. Oh wait, do you wanna say what it is?
Yeah, this is Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Adele Remix by DJ Pyromania.
I have heard this on TikTok.
This was sent to me by my friend Lauren.
God.
The thing is, okay, listen up. It's extremely cursed, but I'm dancing so hard.
You know, there's that one video of that twink doing the dance to it on TikTok, and it's like addictive. With the hand flip?
I haven't been on TikTok in a hot minute again.
Okay, well.
I miss so many things.
You do.
I'm dancing. It's just so bouncy.
I'm also dancing, but like I'm not happy about it.
Dancing against your will.
You're like, yeah.
Wow. First.
I gotta get better at, like, auto-tuning and stuff. I wanna fuck around more.
So you can make these things yourself?
Yes.
Is the world ready?
I intercepted something.
Intercepted?
Intercepted.
Uh-huh. Continue.
Something that I think was intended for you, but it didn't have your name on it, so it's mine now.
You snatched it out of thin air before I could catch it.
I fucking did. This was sent in by Lola the Old God.
Oh, good. Okay.
I don't remember who this is. A regular with a different name. Because our regulars like to torture us. This is Apple Bottom Jeans Sonic 2 Adventure by Bleachy Idioms.
Good, good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
Shorty had them apple bottom jeans. The boots with the fur.
Nice.
Guys looking at her. She hit the floor.
Deeply cursed.
Oh.
Shorty got low, 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 low. Fanny sweatpants with the straps. She turned around at that.
Oh my god. Oh.
She hit
it's so much longer than all the other ones.
I'm dancing.
I am too.
See, this one is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can be fun, Anna.
I'm having fun. I'm dancing.
Yeah, why don't you play fun ones ever?
Because I hate you.
I'm gonna spoil all of Stargate for you.
No!
I'm gonna.
I've spoiled a lot of it for myself already just by watching the, like, the best moments compilations.
Stop doing that.
No.
There is,
I will not.
I think it's the 200th episode. There's like a TV show based on them. And it's just like behind the scenes about the TV show based on the TV show. And it's so good.
Based on what TV show? What?
Like there's a TV show that they make based on Stargate in universe. And it's like behind the scenes of the TV show in the TV show. And it's very good.
Oh.
And you have no idea if I'm making this up or not.
I hope that you're not, because that sounds really fun, actually.
Yeah, well, not confirm nor deny.
You know what I am upset about, though? Speaking of those, like, best moments compilations.
Oh?
There's somebody that has made, I think, like, part 1 through 5 for Jack, Daniel, and Teal'c, but not Sam.
Yeah.
Where is the Sam content? Give it to me.
I mean, I have news for you.
People don't like Sam as much.
People don't like Sam, but part of that is because she's not well written.
I mean, no, but she has some moments and I want them compiled and handed to me.
She has some moments, but she is less than everyone else because she's poorly written.
That is true.
They don't write good moments for her.
Oh, Sam.
Play something or I want to play something else.
Okay, sorry, I'm just lost in my Stargate emotions.
You're lost in your Stargate sauce.
Yeah, I am. So this is something that I found on Tumblr.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, that is what they all say. And this is, it's called Epic Badminton Rant. And it's this news lady, I don't remember, I think something in Athens, I think it was like the Olympics. Okay. Or something where badminton was. And she's discussing badminton at the beginning, and then she just goes on this rant about her personal experience with badminton, and it's very funny.
Okay.
So here it is.
We've all played badminton, and it seems like the rules are fairly easy to understand. I think there's a big difference, though, in the equipment that these guys use and the ones we use at home. This is a typical racket that you can buy. And it all comes as part of a set. You get the net, you get a couple of rackets, you get some birdies, right?
Uh-huh.
And
this is in case racket, anyone does not understand the rules of badminton.
Called shuttlecocks.
But it can run you up to about $200, okay? And it's a little bit bigger.
And she says it once, and then she never says it again.
Probably they were telling her not to.
Probably.
This is the one that we play with. This is the one the bad boys of badminton play with.
So oh my god.
The bad boys of badminton.
It's a much more precise piece of equipment. But here's where the big change is.
Why do I feel like I know who this person is?
I don't know. Maybe you've seen her.
I do. I haven't seen this. I've seen on, like, her on the sport news.
The sport news?
It's a beautiful piece of equipment, but it's... it's fragile, but it's also very strong, all from the left side of the goose. I'm not making this up. So that the contours of the feathers are all the same.
I'm not making this up. The left side of the goose.
This,
of course, it's left side of the goose, obviously.
Can go up to 200 miles an hour. You cannot tell me that the birdie we use at home, this thing, you can lean on this as hard as you want. This thing isn't going 200 miles an hour. It's not. And even though it doesn't look sophisticated, it has a tree-seeking device implanted in it somewhere. I don't know where, but I've played a lot of badminton with my kids. By the seventh shot,
used to be kind of good at badminton.
Tree, okay? So then what is your kid?
I've only played it a few times.
I'll get it down. Throws a
racket
up in the tree.
Like in gym, and they asked me if I wanted to join the badminton team, and I said no because I don't want to wake up early.
So now your kid goes into the garage and goes and gets the red rubber ball, which should come as standard equipment in any kind of backyard badminton set. Throws that in, that immediately gets impaled. So she goes to get something else to get the to get one of these things down, okay?
Oh my
now there
God.
Are kids from all over the neighborhood that have come into your backyard, and they're emptying out your garage, throwing stuff at your tree, all right?
You realize traumatized by badminton, I guess.
You've got 9 footballs, okay? There's softballs flying through the air. The tree is now groaning with children and equipment, all right? Someone's turned on the hose. Badminton is a water sport. They're trying to get this thing down with a hose.
Badminton is a water sport.
Badminton is a water sport.
Here,
playing badminton in a pool would be actually pretty fun.
House.
Probably.
Dropping off their kid. They know it's an all-day affair. They know it's going to involve 17 other sports. They're dropping off their kids. They're leaving skid marks, okay?
Oh, my God.
You've got Colleen Clark up in the tree trying to get
Colleen
down
Clark.
A SpongeBob SquarePants beach ball with a hockey stick. Okay?
This is so specific.
Flying through the air
this
like
is
javelins,
very specific.
And you hear yourself saying, somebody's going to poke an eye out. It just never ends. It's a what? Everything is going on, right? Then you see Christopher Burr, and it's always Christopher Burr. He gets a rollerblade, throws it up
just
in the
like
tree,
naming
hits
these
your
kids.
Car, you got a dent in your Jeep. You realize you better get your Jeep out of the way, and you also realize that for the first time in 7 years, you can actually pull your car into the garage because there's no sporting equipment there anymore.
Oh
not even
God.
The inflatable raft that hasn't seen action since the baby duck rescue of 1997.
Oh, yes, the baby duck rescue of 1997.
We all know it.
Your other kid is
we
coming
do.
Out. He's on the phone with RT Murphy. He sizes up the situation and says, hey, come on over. We're playing badminton. That is a sport that I know, and that's probably a sport that you know as well.
That's exactly the same experience that I know.
It's very different than the experience that I
and
know.
Then she just ends. She's like, anyway, badminton time.
Yeah, probably the producers were behind there being like, stop talking.
Like, shut
stop.
Up. What
end your fucking
you
segment. Stop talking. Yeah.
God. It's a water sport now. You've got hockey sticks flying through the air like javelins.
Badminton was always a water sport.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think I only played badminton like maybe twice in high school. Because it wasn't really like our go-to gym sport.
Well, okay, so after I think sophomore year, you had to pick like what gym you wanted every semester.
Yeah,
it wasn't just like gym anymore. There were like different things for different bitches.
Oh, different gyms for different bitches.
Like, yeah, and you couldn't take this, you could take the same thing twice, like once junior and once senior year, but you couldn't take it once all year. Mm. So both junior year and senior year, I took something called Lifetime Sports and Fitness.
Wow.
Which was supposed to be about finding like an activity you could do for the rest of your life if you weren't really sporty. So it was a lot of things like, you know, like, what about cycling? What about swimming? Do you play badminton? Do you want to roller skate? Stuff like that. So we did badminton for like a fucking month, and I was surprisingly good at it.
Wow. Proud
but
of you.
But I didn't want to be. And the other thing, so like they would make us do tournaments and stuff, but like before that, you would just like pick a couple people and play. So I would play with my friend Galen every fucking day. And Galen was not good at it and did not want to get good at it. And my gym teacher kept being like, you know, you could play with some other people and, you know, like hone your skills. And I was like, I'm uninterested in that. Thank you.
I'm here to have fun.
Like, I would rather shout things back and forth with my friend Galen and neither of us be able to understand each other and just make memes out of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the gym experience, I think. That's the perfect
That was my preferred gym experience. And they kept trying to be like, hey, Gabe, what if you, like, tried?
What if you did sports?
And I was like, nope.
Absolutely not.
No, thank you. This feels like...
We didn't have fun, specific gyms. You either had gym or you got up really in the really early in the morning to go do yoga. And that's it.
I mean, like, we did yoga in Lifetime. But, like, you know, it was like, so there was that one. There was, like, a specific, like, weight lifting one. For like mostly for people who were on sports teams and wanted to just like do strength training in their off season. There was like a just team sports kind of one where they did like basketball and baseball and stuff like that, which I did not want to do. There was, I think, like an all swimming one. Like, it was, you know, like a lot of bullshit. And so I did Lifetime one year. They offered, it was like yoga and then self-defense and then like various martial arts.
That's fun.
And I was really good at that because I had taken a lot of self-defense classes and a little bit of martial arts.
Nice. Look at you.
Yeah.
Kicking ass in gym.
I did. We were, my gym teacher was trying, he was like, oh, I was, you know, 17, 18. So I was smaller than I was now. He was the wrestling coach, this gym teacher. And he was probably like 350 pounds of like pure muscle.
Yeah.
And he was trying to demonstrate the thing where like somebody's choking you from behind and you flip them. So he was like, you know, who knows how to do this? And I was like, I know how to do it because I did. And he was like, okay, you know, come up. And he was like, just start doing it and don't actually flip me. And I was like, okay. But it turns out that I did not know how to just start it. So he was like pretending to choke me and I just fucking flipped him. And everyone in gym went, and he was like, no, that was good. That was what you're supposed to do. I was like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry for being just so extremely hench that I just flipped you.
Well, I mean, I had taken a lot of self-defense stuff because they kept offering it at, like, summer camps and stuff I was at.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the key thing to that is, like, when someone starts choking you, you flip them immediately so you don't get choked out.
You don't just wait around. Yeah.
Right, so it's, like, kind of impulse. Like, he got in position and I was like, oh, and then I just flip him. But he was like this giant guy.
Oh my god, that's so funny. He was like, hey, I'm gonna do this and don't flip me. And you were like, okay, cool, so flip.
Mr. Salinas, if you're out there, I'm really sorry. That's funny.
Oh, oh god, god, that is funny.
Okay, do you know what time it is?
Oh god. Is it time Rain for
rat time. Roll the theme song. Okay, I've been in like micro hyperfixation hell, where I'm like hyperfixating on something for like a week to 2 weeks max, and then I'm like, I don't care about that. I don't want to look at it. Get it away from me.
I love those micro ones.
No, it's fucking awful. So my brain was like, you know what? We should hyperfixate on again. And I was like, what? And my brain was like, Watchmen.
God,
and I was like, we shouldn't do that. And my brain was like, yeah, go find the graphic novel. And I was like, I am not going to be interested in this for long enough to reread the graphic novel. It is fucking long.
It's huge. It's big.
The first time I read it, did I read it in one night? Yes. Did I have a really bad day of high school the next day? Also, yes. God. Not looking to replicate that. So instead I was like, I'll just rewatch the movie, okay? We can just focus on the movie. Have I rewatched the movie? No. But have I been thinking about rewatching the movie a lot? Yes.
It's just existing in your brain now.
Yeah.
So no outside influence.
So here are some things, because I fucking hate the movie, actually.
Yeah, I did not like it when I watched it.
Here's the thing. If you don't read the graphic novel first, I don't think you get a lot out of the movie.
Yeah, I didn't really understand what was going on, and it was really long, and I was, at the end of it, I was like, I didn't like that.
Yeah, well, okay, because here's the thing. Like, everyone's like, it's one of the most faithful adaptations ever. And, like, that is true. There are a lot of scenes that are, like, panel for panel what is happening in the graphic novel.
Yeah.
However, Zack Snyder is a fucking hack, and he did not understand what it was about.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to read this and be like, wow, like, if these kinds of vigilante superheroes existed in the real world, that would be fucking awful. Like,
yeah, it would suck for everyone.
We don't want this. And he was like, yeah, but aren't they kind of cool, though?
They're so cool, like, and I want them to be real.
Made their outfits cooler. Aren't they kind of... And it's like, no, no.
Zach, get out of here,
Zach, no. So, there are, like, four things I like about the movie, and I'm going to list them now.
Okay. okay.
There's like, a opening sequence that shows a lot of, like, actual historical things that happened in the 60s to the entire song, The Times They Are Changing by Bob Dylan, and it's excellent.
Yeah.
It's extremely good. Love that. The casting is really good, except the bitch who played Lori. She's been in, like, a couple other things, but she hasn't been in very much, and she's primarily a model, if I remember correctly. And there was an interview with him that I couldn't find again, where he was like, well, we didn't want to cast someone really well-known, because, you know, we wanted her to mostly look pretty.
Oh.
And it's like, yeah. But there are, like, a lot of scenes where there's acting happening in the front, and then if you look at her in the back, she's standing there with, like, a completely placid expression. Like, she's not even there.
We love background acting.
It's like... It's like she's on a whole other planet, and, like, that's fun.
Just dissociating in the back, it's fine.
Like, yeah, literally. And then my other favorite thing is, like, it is hinted in several places that Adrian is gay, right? Of course. And Zack Snyder was like, yeah, I agree with that. Here's how I'm gonna prove that. So when they're hacking into his computer, they're like, hack, 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 hack. They find the folder where, like, the world domination stuff is. Click, click, opens up. Look, scanning through the files. There is a folder in the corner that just says boys.
I did not see that when I watched the movie.
I saw the first time I saw the movie, I saw that. I was like, excuse me?
Boys.
You know, how you label the folder where you keep your world domination at work porn, I guess.
I know that I too have a folder on my, I have two folders on my computer. One is named boys, one is named girls. They are just there.
I live in hell. But like, that is like the funniest thing you could have done. Like, God, the funniest way you could be like, I think this character is gay. And then there was the terrible comics they made a couple years ago. It was like 5 years ago at this point. I don't know why I'm saying a couple. That were the, like, prequel comics that Alan Moore did not want. And to be fair, Alan Moore is a piece of shit and I don't care about him. But, like, he was correct in not wanting them. We did not need a prequel. And I bought the first couple for all the characters and then I stopped reading them because they were really bad. But in Adrian's, they start out by having him, like, sleep with a couple women. And I was like, even Zack Snyder, arguably the straightest man alive, was like, nah, I think he's a little fruity.
And they're like, no.
I think they maybe make him bi in that. And it's like, fine, I guess. God. But like, I don't, you didn't need to, the prequels didn't need to exist. Thank you.
None of this needed to be here.
But also, I don't know if I've told this story before, but one of the friends I had in college who was a famous person's son was the son of Warren Beatty and Annette Bening. And we were bonding, like, first couple weeks of school over, like, both at the time being active in the Watchmen fandom.
Yeah.
And I was telling him about this fic I really liked, right? And I was like, and it had a companion piece, but the person deleted their live journal. I'm really sad about it. It was a good piece. And he was do you remember the name of that person? And I told him the live journal name, and he was like, yeah, I wrote that.
Oh.
And I was like, shut up. And he was like, no, I did. And I was like, why did you delete it? And he was like, the tabloids found my live journal, so I had to delete all of it.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay. But then I feel bad about this. I went home and I looked it up, and there was a tabloid article about it. Yeah, that is what happened.
Oh my god. That would suck, being like the child of famous people. And you can't, like, you could do things like that, write fan fiction, but you would have to be so, so secretive about it. That would suck.
Like, yeah.
Oh god.
So anyways, that's funny, though. That's been the brain rot this week.
I'm like, so glad that the brain rot is so all-consuming without rereading the comic or rewatching the movie.
Okay, I've been reading fan fiction and interacting with some fandom olds I used to know. Like, there's
okay, all right.
There's been interaction, there's not been content. It's entirely in my brain. I did rewatch two scenes on YouTube from the movie.
Okay, all right. Well, that's something, I guess.
Brain rot, anyways.
Oh my god. Anyways.
Anyways.
All right. I have a Louis Zong piece do for you. I do.
Do ya?
It's called Rats.
You have like a rat theme going on.
Recently?
Just like in general.
Yeah, listen. They're fun.
All right, let's rats it up.
Rats time.
This does feel like it would be called Rats just from the get-go.
I know. It's got that rat feel. <That's> something you we're also, all familiar with.
You also have that rat feel.
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
It's talking about rats, Gabe. Keep up.
I'm also talking about rats.
Are you going to tell me this is not a bop?
It's like a cursed bop.
I'm dancing so much.
I know you are. You are always dancing.
I am. I know that this isn't like an isolated thing. And I found out recently that lots of people do this. But my high school friend group, we were called the Rats.
Oh my god. The closest thing I had to that was my sophomore year of college. Me and my freshman year friend group, who I was not really friends with at that point, lived in like a townhouse on campus.
Yeah.
And there were like a series of them in an area called Slonim Woods. So we were Slonim 11, and everybody but one person who lived there was like some flavor of queer.
Yeah.
And most of us were women. So yeah, we were referred to as Slonim a lesbian. But like,
yeah, makes sense.
Like, you know, you would go somewhere and somebody would be like, I know you. Are you one of the lesbians? And you'd be like, fucking, yeah, kill me.
Yeah, you got me.
I hate it, but yes.
Yeah.
It was like my worst living experience. It was terrible.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Very.
Most people don't keep their freshman year friend group because you just kind of glom onto the first people you mesh with.
Yeah.
So if you are currently in your freshman year of college, do not live with those people your sophomore year. That's my recommendation.
I did that. My situation of that, it was like half and half because. Yeah. Basically, when I got to college my freshman year, I like made all of my friends through D&D. Like, one of my friends was my roommate, but I just sort of like conglomerated him into the D&D group that ended up becoming my friends. And most of them are still my very good friends to this day. So like half of that went really well. But two of those friend groups just like up and left one day and just stopped answering any texts. So It was kind of half and half. So I guess there can be a half success story for your freshman friends.
Yeah, just don't, you know, don't.
Don't you make will mistakes. Make other friends, and your friend, your freshman friends will make other friends, and you may drift apart. It is fine.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Yeah. Gabe. This is a mashup of some cupcake noises and that one Hatsune Miku polka meme by DJ Pyromania.
Man.
If you're like, hey Gabe, is this intolerable? Yes, yes it is.
I'm bopping a little bit.
I know you are. It's because lyrics haven't come in yet.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Oh! Sounds like a little chihuahua.
The caption did say bark bark vagina, so I guess that's the subtitle of this.
God. Yeah. Man. Plunger. This might kill me.
Good.
No.
Then perish.
I will. Ugh, I'm gonna play Pokemon. There's no Pokemon. Where are they?
Sucks
to
suck.
No. Bubby, bubby, bubby.
Oh. Curse. I'm kind of jamming though.
Of course you are.
Like, I don't like it, but I'm jamming.
Okay, I caught a Vulpix. Everything's fine.
The Vulpix won't protect you from cupcake.
It won't.
Yeah, I feel like there are supposed to be words in there, but I have no idea what they are.
Oh, the barking is kidding me.
Sometimes there's barking in music.
Sometimes you just gotta be a tiny dog.
Woof woof, motherfucker. Ah.
Ah. Well, I am a few seconds short of my lifespan and one Vulpix richer, so.
So an equal trade.
An equal trade.
Play me something else.
Oh, I shall.
Okay.
This is every shitty video essay ever.
Okay.
By School Zone. And it is correct.
Okay.
Then heter She Loves You.
Hi, my name is Kiel, and this is my video essay channel. Today, I'm going to talk about your favorite band, or maybe a movie you like. Here's a bold claim about them that I can't possibly justify, but would make a good title to a
The Beatles invented music.
Here's some information I found on Wikipedia about the band. I didn't really bother to dig any deeper, because why should I? Now I'm going to misuse a handful of big words and sayings to cover up the fact that I don't really have that much to say on this topic.
Yeah.
The Beatles' titular album, Revolver, was entirely detrimental to the rock world, and they worked around clock to come up with the follow-up.
Around every clock.
The question being Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I feel like...
an isolated track from a song, you know.
I feel like I have been very blessed in only watching good video essays.
I've seen quite a few bad ones.
It's just my opinion.
This is unfamiliar to me, but it sounds terrible.
There are three key aspects in every hit song that make it a hit. The lyrics, the beat, and of course, when all else fails, the guitar.
The guitar.
By the way, how about these sexy motion graphics, huh?
Oh my god.
They're the only thing that's preventing you from realizing this is a ninth grade class presentation.
Yeah.
Why am I talking like this?
God.
I heard a professor talk kind of like this
once. Why am I talking like this?
Sounds pretty academic. Furthermore, Remember that bold claim that I made at the beginning of the YouTube
video?
Did you expect me to prove that claim? And that's how the Beatles invented music.
It's not even the Beatles.
I hope you like this thing. Is it an opinion piece in video form? Is it supposed to be like an academic journal? What the fuck is this? I don't know. I have a Patreon.
Hate.
God, yeah, I've seen so many good video essays that I love and treasure and had a lot of research put into them, but I have also seen the first half of so many bad video essays because I don't stick around to see the second half.
I, like, if it's not good within the first, I'm going to say 2 minutes, I quit.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Pick one or two.
Oh, no, I don't like this.
I'm torn, but okay. I was torn between two different things, and you answered it for me.
And I tore you in half.
You picked the wrong one, for the record.
Oh, I did.
This is Oat Stop Me Now by Jimbo's Neutron Bow.
Jimbo's! Shakes my fist. His enemy. No.
Yep.
Big suffering.
Yeah, you could have been suffering less, but you made the wrong choice.
One, two, oatmeal.
Quality.
Is it?
Thanks, Jimbles.
Unthank you, Jimbles.
You cannot unthank Jimbles.
I can, and I shall, and I have, and I will again.
Jimbles is already in your heart.
No. How did he get there?
He burrowed in like a fucking weasel.
Like a worm.
Do they do a lot of burrowing?
Worms? Yes.
I feel like they do more wiggling than burrowing.
I think that any wiggling done beneath the dirt is called burrowing.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, here's my video essay on it.
Don't you have to like make a burrow to be burrowing?
I don't know. I'm not a wormologist.
Did you see that person's like whole slide presentation they made about the Magnus Archives on how Johnny Sims does not know what a worm is?
No.
Very funny. They're like a what is it? Entomology? Whatever the bug thing is.
And yeah, like, entomology?
Yeah, and they're like, you don't know what a fucking worm is, and it was very funny.
Oh my god. Now I do want to see this.
I think it was on TikTok, it might be on YouTube.
Good. Let's
see if I can find it for you.
Okay, what's going on now?
Just quality. What's going on? Quality is what's going on.
I don't like these sounds that are happening.
Quality is what's happening.
No.
Yes. Quality.
No.
Yeah, very good.
You.
Listen, you chose this.
I chose it blindly. I did not know what I was getting into.
Well, you should make better blind choices.
You're right. This is me missing the giant weasel in the D&D book all over again.
It is you missing the giant weasel in the D&D book all over again.
God. Wow. An experience for the ages.
And you experienced it, and I'm happy for you.
And I did.
This has been your weekly serving of bad. It's good for your health, but also bad for your cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
If you have things you want to send us, We have an email address, and it is badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, it certainly is, and that is linked in our pinned tweet of our Twitter, which is @badcursed. You can follow our Twitter for episode reminders, things that are too visual for voice, and also just us being fun and silly and goofy and having a good time. Mostly me doing that.
That is true. Oh, also, somebody made us a cool AI fan art. Who did that?
Yes. Oh, let me find out. You continue on with your thing, and I will find out.
I also just want to say, somebody made us really cool AI fan art on, like, Wombo, I think.
Yeah, the Wombo Dream app.
Very cool. However, Wombo is the owner of images you make on there, and they are planning on making NFTs, so.
Ah, shit.
Just not so everybody NFTs. Knows, Wombo is evil.
Ugh.
There are other options out there, but please keep making us cool things. We love that.
It was Sammy the Doctor Girl. Thank you,
it
Sammy.
It was Sammy. Thank you, Sammy. They were very cool.
Yes, they are. And so the phrases that were input were bad, a show of cursed concepts, Anna's conspiracy corner, Gabe's weeaboo palace, and going on a fishing trip to catch some apple bottom jeans, which generated a very interesting image.
Cursed shit. Very, very good.
Yeah.
We are part of a podcasting network, Common Unity Media, and we have a Patreon and a Discord, and it's a fun time. It's good.
It is. And you can go on there to commonunity.media, and you can find not only our show, but you can find a lot of other different shows on the network. My other show, Glass Letters, Something to Pod About, Minnesota Jones, lots of good stuff. And then if you go to our Patreon, you can find the Bad Bites that we've been putting out every other week. We're up to 4 now. I mentioned my lack of finding a giant weasel, and you can hear all about that in our adventures through an old dusty, musty D&D choose-your-own-adventure
book.
It
was neither dusty nor musty, it's just old.
The adventure felt dusty and musty.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, and if you can't support us financially right now, we understand, it's chill. We appreciate you just sharing this bad time with us.
Yes, we do. And I'm going to hand you a blessed now.
Please, put it in my hot little hand.
Your hot little hand will not enjoy this.
I don't think I will.
Because this is DK rap to relax and study to.
No. This is fucking terrible.
So if you all out there have some relaxing and or studying to do.
Louis Zong, how could you?
Feel free to do it to the DK study rap.
And who have you been?
I have been Anna Stargate Sufferer.
And I have been Gabe, Monarch of Headaches, and we will talk to you next time.
Yes, we will. Goodbye.
Perform it for you.
This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan-funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.